A little more Stravinsky coming up for us now. His three pieces for clarinet, which were written in gratitude to the savvy businessman Werner Reinhardt, who'd financed the premiere of The Soldier's Tale in 1918. He was not just a man of financial clout and a generous philanthropist, but also an excellent amateur clarinetist. So these pieces were written for him to shine a light on different aspects of the instrument. In the first piece, we encounter the wonders of the lower register. In the second, there's a jazzy, improvisatory feel, and Stravinsky had recently heard jazz for the first time. And the last piece may remind you of The Soldier's Tale. It's a virtuosic tango. After those pieces, we'll hear another, and it's also related to Stravinsky's music. The composer is Tom James, who studied music at the University of Sheffield and loves exploring the myriad possibilities of small chamber ensembles, which makes him an ideal composer for Ensemble 360 with their flexible approach. Tom is a horn player himself, but has been known to pick up most other brass or woodwind instruments should the need arise. He's a very talented man, and he describes this piece, Barn Dance, as a wild and capricious romp through Stravinsky's animalistic sound worlds. And by that, he's referring to The Fox and Rooster of Renard, The Farmyard on Fire of Tillim-Bom from Three Tales for Children, and even The Baby Elephant from the 1942 Circus Polka. Tom regrets that Stravinsky never wrote a wind quintet, so he's created one here, full of extreme registers, short repeated motifs, and a rhythmic drive that's very much in line with the great Russian's musical style. And he says that the end result still sounds like his own work, but he had fun trying on his idol's clothing. So here are members of Ensemble 360 to play Barn Dance by Tom James. And before that, we'll hear Stravinsky's three pieces for clarinet, played by Matthew Hunt.